Kindergarten daf mesecht b'sachem daf nun vav. We begin on the base. We begin to raise the masla. We begin with the gemara. Machlekes b'shal machbodes. The dispute is regarding those that are on top of the tree, which are these dates, which they are, you know, they with the lulavim hold them like a basket. So that's where we had a machlekes chacham anshei richai regarding those dates that fell off. If it's forbidden to go ahead and use them. Because I would consider that you might go up to, as Taisik can explain, Machlekes Rashi and Ri, what is this Machlekes? Now, Pesha Kunchis, Kulish Maita, the Rashi in this whole sugya explains that Benit Lushubi Yamtiv, we talked about where his dates fell off on Yamtiv, and Vedavka Besha Machbadis, and the Machlekes specifically by those dates all the way higher up on the date tree, the Ekanam Machabars, where there are still some that are attached, so Gaz Rabban, the Rabbanon, they held. They made that there's the rabbinic decree. Person might go up and tear off the connected ones, and therefore you're not allowed to have those even that got detached. In contrast, the people Yerichai weren't concerned for that. That's just says because that's difficult because Nehid legos of Yerichai b'shamach badis. Because even if you're going to say, as Rashi explains the sugya, that the people Yerichai were not concerned about the ones higher up shemiyal v'itlish, they weren't concerned that you're going to go up and actually tear off and do malach on Shabbos. But typically, mishem Shabbos b'mochul. But what do you mean? Forget about the fact if they're going to tear it. But there's a problem regarding the fact that we have something that's attached to the ground, which is as Tais explains. Because the Atul Les Lohod Tan, you think they don't hold up what the Mishnah says in Beit Avlam Levav and Beis in Oil Meilim B'chulin, they'll go on the tree at all. So forget about the fact that they're going to tear off. How are you going to get to the dates that are on the top, even though they got detached, but you can't use the tree on Shabbos? Obey the Kibinami. So it says, even though one's on the lower down part of the tree. Amai Dibak Kol Motor, why? According to Rashi interpretation, is the Gemara saying that according to everyone, is going to be permitted. Hokum Shtamash Bilim, but using a tree, Gedam Bakir, like the Gemara says, Shabbos, Dabman, Hey, Manaf, Ema Nichan, Ega, Bidakli, can't leave a candle on top of a palm tree. Shem Yishtamash Bilim, Shasin, Plus, because you might use a tree when you're taking it. Can't use a tree. So forget about tearing off. Vachimash Ma'Avon. So this sounds like an Avon. Dabman, Gimlan, Av, Bekam, Duch, in many places, you can't use a tree. Vah, Morba says, Tais, Lagar, Bin, Akeepin, it's not any worse, the ones that are on the bottom of the day trees. Which according to Rashi, everyone says mutter. It's not any better, so to speak, mibeish and older than an egg that was laid on yamtiv shial kark, which on the ground. That's three non. But the Gemara says it's forbidden mibeish, and the Gemara bade dafkin lomen alf mishum preis anushim because of something similar, which is fruits that got detached from the tree, which even the beish and older is forbidden for that same reason. And says Taisa, but like a look, we can't say oh bepachas megimot tvachim the mutter l'shamet. We're talking about where that the lower part of the tree is within three tvachim the ground. Therefore, that's actually not a problem about a tree because within three tvachim is considered part of the ground. Because the mekamakam have a little flugi. Then the gemara should differentiate between bebein akipin when it's on the bottom part of the palm tree, bepachas megimot tvachim liyesu when it's less than three tvachim or more. So rather than the read seems to the re that actually the shmeita ari betlushim erev yamta, not like Rashi, not that it got detached on yamta. We're talking about where the fruits already detached on from before yamta. B'machpadeis ubekeepin both when it's in the top part of the tree and the lower part of the tree. Ubenachem shabein ashmashes and but it was laying over there in that area when it was twilight when the kedushas hayom was starting. The Kamar, and that's what we say, Machlekes b'shamach badis. The Machlekes was regarding it on the upper part of the tree. The Rabban Astri, Afil and Aflo La'arz b'yamtiv. Where the Rabban says it's forbidden, even if it fell to the ground on yamtiv. Why? It's not even on the tree. Because according to Taisus, it can't be talking about the tree. Because you're not allowed to use a tree. But even if it fell off, but keeping the machbadis, it cannot be mechabar. But since in the upper part of the tree, there are still ones that are still attached. Because you're allowed to use the ones that are on the ground right now. You might decide to go ahead and climb up and tear off those which are still attached. And the reason is keeping the bein hashmasha hayaliyu. And since when Shabbos started, when Yom Tov started, it was still on the tree. So afpishen tlushin, although they were detached. But if we let you use it, and since it fell off today, you might decide to climb up and get off more now on Yom Tov itself. Whereas bnei yirich legos, so people in yirich they weren't goyzes such a thing. Keeping the tashmim of Yom Tov, since they were already detached from before Yom Tov, so therefore we're not going to come to think that you might come to do things which were still attached on Yom Tov. Abishal bin Akipim, but the ones that are on the bottom part of the tree, since there's no ones that are attached over there. So there you can't have exer of atur shemiyala v'yitlish b'makom shalom nesha that you might go out and climb and take from a place that wasn't detached because it's on the lower part it gets detached earlier. Now we understand why it's not similar, which Taisad asked from Be'ah Shenolga, because also Shenol Be'yamtiv Gezrin. There's someone where it was laid on Yamtiv. They would make such a gezer. We got detached from before Yamtiv, and there. It's where there's no reason to be concerned at all for this gezeira of payers and nation because it was already detached from before Yom Tov. Now, it says, but there is this little of a wonder in regards to this interpretation. How can you tell, which Tosafot whole shot was based on this, that it was detached from before Yom, how can you tell which one's detached from before and which one's detached today? And how can you tell which one's detached from the lower part of the tree or the high part of the tree? But with that as it may, Tosafot continues as a parch, and Rava asked, wait a second, what do you mean? How are you letting anything over here, but it's Muktzah? And why? Keeping the Hayyubin Nash Majal Elan, since when Yom Tov started was on the tree, for the Hayyubin Ruiz Lenotel, so it wasn't fit to be taken. Shalay Shtamash Bielan, so they shouldn't use a tree. And that was actually Rabbi's question. That's why it was Muktzah. Now, Ubi Yushami, the Saif Parak, Parak, the Yushami at the end of the Parak asks that on this, that the people of Yerichai, they would eat these fruits that fell off on Shabbos, and that they protested. The Yerushalmi asks, "But man and Kayama, what are we talking about? Even if it was detached from before Yom Tov, so the Rakhal Matorah, everyone would agree that it's permitted because it's already off from before Yom Tov. And if it be Yom Tov, and if it fell off on Yom Tov, so the Rakhal, so everyone would agree that's Aser because of Peyush and Ashu be Yom Tov. So El Bamai Kayama, so what are we talking about? Says Yerushalmi, we're talking about Bistam. We're talking about when it's unspecified. We don't know if it fell off from before Yom Tov or on Yom Tov." Pirush, the Bistam, the Shaykh makes it Shemiyal Yitlish. There, when you don't know, it's not really applicable to make a Xerah of that you might go up and tear off from the tree itself. El Dafka Benashabad the Yamtib. It's only when you know for sure that it fell off on Yamtib. When Bishop falls on Yamtib, I feel Bishop being the keeping us, then even on the lower part of the tree, it's going to be forbidden. And that's where they have this discussion regarding when it's Bistam. On that of Parach, and then the Gemara asks, "Bam Muktzis Ninu?" Pirush, what does that mean? It says, "Taisa Safik Muktzis Ninu" means, obviously not definitive, because according to Yerushalmi, we don't know when it fell off or not. It's about that we're not sure, and therefore you have also a Safik of Muktza, and so even if they're not geyser on that, they're going to go ahead and tear it off, but it might be Muktza. Why the people of Yerichai permit it? But Tais ends off, he says, but it's still a little bit difficult on why is Yerushalmi asking that it's Safek Muktzah, but the Tebek Lay, it should be sufficient, there should be forbidden to take it, even the ones that are being a keepin, Shemishtamish B'chub, again, like we said, because you're using something that's attached to the ground, when you take the date from being a keepin, you're going to have to use the tree, so then that itself should be a problem, according to everyone. So next Tais Masach, that begins with the Gemara, the Tanakh, learn the mission. Hudami says, Im Lahoisin, the Bail Mabish Abbe, wasn't the Bail of Mabish Abbe, comes to understand how to understand the Gemara's question. The Gemara had asked, can't say the dates that fell on Yom Tov, that since they were prepared for the raven, so they considered prepared for the person. No, because you could see from the halacha of an animal that became in the veil on Shabbos, which was forbidden for dogs, because it wasn't prepared for them, but it was prepared for a person, and you say not prepared for dogs. So for sure, if it's prepared for animals, it's for sure not considered prepared for persons. And therefore, you see the same thing regarding the ravens, which Tosafot finds that difficult. Tame, it's a wonder. What do you mean? Hahasim over there by the animal that became in the vela. On Shabbos, lahavim muchla adam, it was not prepared for a person when it was alive. Because also shechet b'Shabbos, you can't slaughter on Shabbos. So maybe that's why it's not prepared for dogs. Maybe if it was prepared for a person, it would be prepared for dogs, and the same thing would be prepared for dogs, it would be prepared for a person. On that, Mefarsh Rabbi Yosef says, you're right, but the Mishnah Yaseir Dag, there's extra wording over here that the Gemara is inferring that if the reason was that it's forbidden to give it to dogs because it's not prepared for a person, and because it's forbidden to slaughter it, then the Lehavala the Mishnah, then it shouldn't have said the words Lefishenim and the Muchen, oh, that because it's not considered prepared. Because given the Kvartan Yisur, you already said that it's forbidden. Why do you have to say the Vishainim and the Muchen? And the Rez, tell you, Filahoyim Muchen, that even if it was prepared for the person, She'im Muktzah Machmas Issa, because it's not considered Muktzah because of the Issa related to it. For example, let's say in Yom Tov, where there is no Issa of Shechita, that still have a Muchel Klavim, that it would not be considered prepared for the dogs, because again, Muchel Adam is not Muchel Klavim. Or another approach, Bereed Mevashari explains, Muchel Adam, what does it mean be prepared for a person? It doesn't really mean prepared now for the person. Because it's actually not, it's not slaughtered. It means that it's designated for the person to eat it. Although it's, you're right, not fit for the person that exact Shabbos, because it wasn't slaughtered. Now, but this that it's not fit is Hainamach Masisr, because the prohibition of Nevela relating to it. But not because it was said as such, that he doesn't want a person to have benefit from it. And we don't say that it's if it's designated for a person, that's if it's designated for the dogs. Because if it would be designated for dogs as it is for a person, then Hoysim Buteres Kishin Sanab Shabbos, then they actually would be permitted when it becomes Nevela on Shabbos, because it wouldn't have a problem about Mukta, because the Gabi Club like Mukta's Machmas Issa, but regarding dogs, don't have a problem Mukta's Machmas Issa, because the fact that it wasn't Shechtiv is not a problem. Kish Dvam Shurin Lusin Nusin the Club, there are things that you're allowed to give to dogs when they're Chayim, when they're all alive. You can give physical aids, like birds and things like that. Oh, and that's what we're saying. We don't say it's considered prepared for dogs. Although at the end it would be prepared for dogs. Allowed to the contrary, since we presume that it's prepared for a person, that that's considered smukta regarding dogs. Oh, so that's what the Gemara is saying. Hachanam here also, mukhla ervim, if it's prepared for the ravens, lo have a mukhla, it's not considered prepared for the person. Although at the end, of course, it could be used by a person. Next test the master begins with the Gemara Mukhla Arvim, it's considered prepared for the ravens. Tzitzit comes to explain that even if it's permitted only by someone that has ravens, you still have to eat this gezeira of Paris HaNoshim. The Gemara was saying that according to Rava, both according to the Chaman and Shirichai, the dates are not Mukta because it's prepared for ravens, so that's considered like Mukhla Adam. So it says, even if we're saying it's permitted only by those that have ravens, so only by him do we say it's considered prepared. So it still says Taisus Itzrich Bereish Bei. The Gemara required in the beginning Bei Davgilu and Av Lameisa Peres Anoshin to say that the fruits that fell off are forbidden. And Tam Gzeir Shem Yalav Yidlosh, that because he might go up and climb out the tree. The Lemutz Lemem Hosam Misum Shem Mukta. There you can't say the problem is because of Mukta. Shem Ma'im Shem Mishnah Betam. The Gemara says Menzlachil because there's Tuma by a chicken that's fit to be eaten. So you can't say Isser Mukta regarding to say why the egg would be forbidden. But you didn't say the Gzeir because it might go up in the tree itself because the egg is prepared for eating Yamta because of the chicken itself is also prepared. So obviously it's not because of Isser Mukta if you didn't have the problem because Shemayala the Yitlish. So Chatez essentially was trying to say that why by the egg are we saying that the reason by Peres HaNoshim is because Gzeir Shemayala B'Yitlosh, when from here you see that it's because of Issa Mukta and not because of this Gzeir. And that's what it says, because you can't say by Peres HaNoshim B'Yamtu that it's also because of Mukta, rather because of Gzeir Shemayala B'Yitlosh. To the next test, the master begin with the Gemara, Klalam Rebepeya B'Chula. They said a rule, B'Peya, etc., which basically explains what types are biblically obligated in Peya, which are rabbinically, and why by some places did they not make it rabbinic, because we said a rule has to have certain criteria. It's Eichel, Nishma, the Katasika Achas, Machnes Lakim. Taisa says, Nirlo Bein Tamasid Zerbein the Tam, the Midraisa Lemechayev Bepeya. Biblically, there's no obligation of leaving on the ends of the field, El Azayis, Vikarim Basada. An olive grove, a vineyard, and a field of vegetables. Taksiv, Vi Behed Bekra, which those are explicitly said in the Pasik. Vachrini, but other things like orchard. Takan Drabanin, and those are rabbinic obligations. Now, b'shein machnis likim l'ratzel takin pei, but those things, why didn't they make the gzeir drab on other things too? Let's say things that don't last a long time. They didn't want them to takin pei. They didn't want them to takin pei. Not a significant thing. V'tein v'chad du damala, and regarding figs and things that are similar to that, avagav d'chazor, although they are significant, which we're mentioning things that are excluded from the biblical, which but we're saying why are they not included in the rabbinics, because it could be the name, because there it's a waste of time for the poor people. The vishayin like it doesn't get achad, because it's not harvested all at one time. The efsed yesal revach, they're going to lose more than what they're going to gain, because they're going to keep on coming back and coming back and coming back. There they didn't institute pay over there. Chaveim bepatrias and mushrooms and truffles also hoil in b'mina chiyuba, since there's nothing of its type at all having a biblical obligation. Shein god lekarko, because it doesn't grow from the ground; it grows just from the ear. Like take notes, so therefore they also did not institute pay. Now Taisa explains about the Darsh Teres Kainim, this is where we expound in Teres Kainim. You would think that gourds and pumpkins, cucumbers, that melons, that they would be obligated in pay. Tamalim, it says the pasuk v'kutzuchem is katzir atzuchem, that you're going to harvest the reaping of your land, which is makatzir, just like the harvesting, just like what you're harvesting is a food item and protected and it grows in the ground. Avkol v'chulu, so to all, etc., which is yatzi yirakis, which excluding yirakis, v'chulu, etc. So that we're saying that this is the qualification for what is peya. That's a taisa smachta ba'almehi. This is just an illusion, because it would sound like all these other things are biblical. And taisa started off by saying that no, only biblical is zayis and geffen and a kerem and a sada. So and you see, we're including all these other things, and that's just taisa. No, it's just an smachta. It's rabbinic sourcing. Just like it's balanced over there from a pasuk regarding mice and vegetables, after avagav, the avagav, the rabbinic, again, because it's not really a drasha gemara, it's just an esmachta.